Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, this is Saturday Tailgate on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm.
What is up, 561-772 and all you amazing people listening on the ESPN app? Welcome to Saturday Tailgate right here on ESPN 106.3. We are live on ESPN West Palm at the City Place Studios in downtown West Palm Beach. My name is Cade Chumsland. Joining me behind the glass, Mr. Christian Gatt himself. It is going to be a wild Saturday morning. We've got a complete slate of college football, as well as three more NFL games. And really, what this needs to be today is the bow on 2024. Can you believe, CCAT, we are living in the final Saturday, the final weekend of 2024. I'm not exactly sure where this year went.
This is how you guys live on Saturdays. This feels pretty good filling in for Damian Perez, man. He's got a seat nice and warm, a full day of football ahead of us, and 24 coming to a close. I'm not ready for 2025.
Me neither. I'm really not. And especially when I'm living in a time where I'm getting my NFL and my college football on the same day, it doesn't feel right. I need some more structure. I need to get back into a complete rhythm. I think we're going to get that in 2025. Should be a great New Year's Day coming up on Wednesday. Also on Wednesday, three more college football playoff games. We're going to get to that a little bit later, but we got to talk about the here and now. And for me, CCAT, I know we've got eight different college football bowl games happening today, but really the only one I care about is happening just a few hours north of here at Camping World Stadium in Orlando, and that is the Pop Darts Bowl featuring Iowa State and your Miami Hurricanes. Now, I'll tell you what, CCAT, first of all, Merry Christmas. Let's address the obvious here. How'd it go?
Merry Christmas. You know, it went well with the NFL taking over Christmas Day with two absolute stinkers. But I didn't even realize this, knowing the games would be on Netflix. Everyone knew that going into it. But what they did was by putting on a streaming device, there's no channel flipping. So I normally would watch NBA basketball on Christmas Day, like the first time I'll pay attention to that league all year long, all season long.
Pretty much.
I wasn't able to. You can't channel flip going out of Netflix to cable, going out of Netflix to Hulu Live TV. So I was just stuck on Netflix all day, and it felt like I was being held captive by the NFL. They said, you're going to watch these crappy games, and you're going to like it. And I was like, I guess so. I guess I'm not going to change
channel. And I will take some responsibility for those crappy games, because let me tell you what, the Houston Texans did not decide to show up whatsoever. I mean, I think everyone tuned in for that Beyonce halftime performance, and that was it.
Yeah.
Because the rest of the game wasn't even worth it. And I don't need to wax poetically about that. I'm sure you guys have heard long and hard about that one, but I'm glad your Christmas went well. Mine was a lot considering I drove, I'm trying to do the math in my head, over 40 hours in a span of 4 days driving out to Oklahoma, your old stomping grounds.
Uh-huh.
It is beautiful out there right now, my guy. It is just wonderful. Wait. I miss the north. It wasn't too cold where you felt uncomfortable. Just wear like a light jacket or something like that and some jeans. It was prime weather in central Oklahoma.
Yeah, I don't remember it that way. I don't remember Oklahoma that way.
I've been there where it's not like that. I've been there where you're freezing your tail off. How often would it snow out there for you?
We probably got once a year a big snowstorm that would cause us to have to go live on our radio station Facebook page, tell everybody what the roads were like. I would go live on Facebook, put the phone on the dash, and then drive to work. And I once got yelled at by the community because I put in like the caption. I was like, I have four-wheel drive. If you have four-wheel drive, you can probably make it in the road, just go slow. And they thought that was so irresponsible. Because I'm kind of a risk taker when it comes to, if you're listening and you're a snowbird or you're down here just for a couple of days and you're from the north, you know, you can make it through the snow driving. It's not impossible if you're very careful and you have a car that is suited for that. I had a car that was suited for that.
Yeah.
People didn't like that. People didn't like that I said you could drive on the snow.
Yeah, I guess everyone takes that a little too personally. I don't know. I don't know why would that be the one thing they really hatch onto right there.
Me neither. But you went to central Oklahoma during the winter. I went to Philadelphia area and State College area. I don't have fond memories of the weather there over the weekend. It was pretty freaking bad a week ago today in State College. for the college football playoff. It was brutal, absolutely brutal. And I showed up pretty prepared. I should have double layered the pants.
Okay.
I probably should have not given my gloves to my friend whose family lent the gloves to me. It's a whole convoluted mess. Probably should have had a face covering.
That was my next question. Do we have anything for your face? A beanie, hat, some kind, something?
See, I had a baseball cap and two hoods. So my ears were actually fine.
Okay.
Didn't need the beanie, but it was the face. It was the wind against the face just freezing my face solid. I felt like there was anesthesia on my face. I had no feeling on my cheeks, my nose, and my lips. It was absolutely brutally cold in State College, Pennsylvania a week ago today.
Well, I'll tell you what, the total of that score had to make you at least happy. And we'll get to that a little bit later because I do want to hear your analysis from your time up there at Penn State. But for right now, let's go back to warm, sunny Florida.
Nice.
For this Pop-Tarts Bowl. Now, I'll tell you what, C-Cat, these are two teams that, in all honesty, really don't have anything to play for because they lost everything at the end of their seasons. You're talking about Iowa State, who had one of the biggest choke jobs in all of the conference championships, and a Miami team that let their entire season slip away because they lost to Syracuse, which, coming from a guy who watched Syracuse in the Boca Raton Bowl a season prior after they got blown out 45-0, for you to lose to that team when they have physically nothing to play for as well, they literally just want to play spoiler at that point, and you let them score 42 points when you were up 21-0. I mean, it was the lowest of low points for Miami right now. However, we have some good news. We got Cam Ward in the game today. He is going to step up to the plate. He's actually going to play what we think to be his final career college football game. And when a guy steps up to play that game, they're not messing around for it. I had the privilege of watching Johnny Manziel's last college football game, a meaningless Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl in Atlanta, and he put up 52 points against Duke University. It was probably a decade ago about at this point, but I've seen people in this position. They want to play hard. You've got all of the big names at Colorado playing hard tonight, so I'm super excited for what Miami's going to put on the field because, let's be honest, two defenses, again, that really have been slipping up lately. So I'm excited for what should be a shootout and two teams that I really hope put some effort into today's bowl game.
See, I see one team with a lack of motivation and one team that is motivated as hell. Do you think Miami gives a damn about driving 2.5 hours north to Orlando for this bowl game when they expected about 4 weeks ago that they would be in a college football playoff game? I think Miami is not up for this game today at all. I think there is no chance Miami covers the 3.5. So me and Theo Dorsey, who you hear weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. on ESPN 106.3 with his show and my show, theoretically speaking, we go head-to-head with Russo and Rizzo in a pick competition. The loser of that competition at the end of this football season has to do a stand-up set on stage with a full live crowd and all that.
Which I know you're excited for.
I'm very excited for
that opportunity, for sure.
But I also want to win the competition. I want to win. And Theo was so gung-ho about taking Miami in this game, and it's making my hair turn gray. It's making me go bald. I can't believe it. I eventually caved. The show's called Theoretically Speaking, so I let him have the pick. But Miami is 3.5-point favorites. No chance they cover this, man. I know you're excited for this game. I see an all-out blitz from Iowa State. Yes, Iowa State choked kind of their opportunity at a playoff bid away, but they are still more motivated to come down south, get into the warmer weather, and take on a flashy Miami team that is letting everything go by on defense. Oh, the Cyclones are the easy side in this one, not only on the spread, I like them on the money line.
So my only pushback to that, as a team, you're absolutely correct that Miami really doesn't have anything to play for. But I think Cam Ward does. Because you go back a year ago, when it comes to the draft, Caleb Williams had that number one pick locked. He didn't even have to play his senior season in order to get that number one pick after a Heisman Trophy win. It was absolutely nailed down no matter what he did. And honestly, he really didn't have that impressive of a senior year. In this year's draft, we're not really convinced who should be the top quarterback, whether it is Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders. Now that Shedeur Sanders is playing, have you seen the clip of the video call they were on? And Shedeur said, "Yeah, I'm playing." And then Cam Ward was like, "Yeah, I'm playing too," even though he hadn't necessarily like right. committed yet.
But he was playing. I'm playing. Yeah,
exactly.
I didn't see
right.
that, but that's what happened.
Well, we don't know. Like again, we don't know what the backstory was, but it was the first time we heard anything about him committing, and it happened to be when he was on a video call with Shedeur, and Shador's like, "I'm playing," and Cam's like, "I'm playing." And I think some of that has to do with the draft that's coming up. I think both of these quarterbacks today want to go out and say, I'm worthy of that number one pick. Because whoever gets that number one pick is going to take a quarterback. I think that's absolutely guaranteed. I think Cam Ward is going to absolutely ball out. Now, I agree that it's going to be close. I don't think Miami gets a complete blowout here. But I do believe that Cam Ward is going to want to play in order to make a statement for whoever is at the top of the draft list coming up in April.
But even if Cam Ward puts on this Herculean effort in Orlando, I'll actually be in Orlando later today, not to watch the Pop Torch Bowl. I won't get there in time. I've got a wrestling pay-per-view to go to later tonight, so I got to hit the road here soon. But even if Cam Ward puts on a Herculean effort, is that any different from the University of Miami team that we've seen all season long? And yes, they have two complete blemishes on their record, two losses, but we've seen time and time again a lot of close losses in games that should not have been close against lackluster ACC opponents, where Cam Ward is the only reason that this game is Miami W.
Yeah, so yes, you're 100% correct. So it's all really going to have to rely on the defense, right? And you're talking about a team that just allowed 42 points against Syracuse. They allowed 28 points against Georgia Tech, which, by the way, Georgia Tech, I guess, better than we thought we did and when they had a big game against Georgia. So really, can Iowa State put up with this high-flying offense of Miami? I think they can. Like I said, I think it's going to be a close game. I do think Miami is going to travel well, and I think they get the dub. I'll take them the -3.5. I see, like, 42-38 in favor of Miami this time. Like, it is really close, high-flying matchup between two teams that I think they want to end their seasons on some good notes.
Oftentimes, I find myself, when doing these shows, rooting for the greater good, and the greater good is not my bet slip with Hard Rock Bet. The greater good is having good football to watch during this holiday season. So you know what? I'll sign up for your result. 42-38 in favor of Miami. I'll sign up to see Cam Ward ball out, but I simply don't see it happening. I see a score similar to that of maybe Iowa State 28, Miami 21. That's what I see right now. If I'm rubbing my crystal ball and I were to predict the all-important conclusion, the winner of the Pop-Tart Bowl, because listen, the football game might feel ancillary after the antics we saw in last year's Pop-Tart Bowl with the human sacrifice of the Pop-Tart at the end of the game where they put him in the toaster. He came out and the players ate the Pop-Tart. So we're going to have more than just football on display with ESPN today.
And let me tell you what, they're taking it dead serious in Orlando. So on my way home, I did a road trip to Oklahoma. We came through downtown Orlando on my way back to West Palm. They've got the whole place decked out for Pop-Tarts Bowl material, right? They've got massive banners hanging up on the stands of Camping World Stadium. They are ready for another electric Pop-Tarts Bowl. And I think this is something that was brand new last year. And I wonder, could we get other bowl games that have this type of energy to them, right? Because every bowl game has their official sponsor, but none of them really inhabit their brand as hardcore as the Pop-Tarts Bowl does. They have so much fun with it. I think we need more of that in college football, which is why I, CCAT, for you today, have put together my top five brand bowl games. Top five brand bowl games. Speaking of brands in West Palm Beach, one that is really making a name for itself that I highly recommend is X Golf West Palm Beach. I am a golfer myself. I cannot wait to get out to X Golf now that I am back in town for a good amount of time. Listen, this is no matter what, if you're a seasoned pro or even a new golfer, X Golf in West Palm, right there on Okeechobee Boulevard. It's right next to the interstate on I-95. Just hop off the interstate, head over to X Golf. They have some of the most accurate golf simulators you can find in the 561-772. This is how you make your game better, by seeing the analytics, by seeing the data, getting professional training. And this is for everyone, guys. You don't have to be a complete pro to get a good lesson at X-Golf. They also have the great food and amenities, mm-hmm. 8 TVs around the place, 9 different indoor golf bays. They've got everything for you right there on X-Golf. Again, professional training, professional simulators right in your backyard. Make sure you go visit xgolfwpb.com for more information. All right, C-Cat, here we go. Top 5 brand bowls that I want to see happen in the near future.
Number 5.
I want to see the Crayola Bowl. Could you imagine
all
of those players dressed up in some sort of colorful outfits? I want to see, when we went had the Pro Bowl games, when they had the colorful like logos, they had their own helmets, but they had a unique uniform for the AFC, NFC. I want to see that similar system for the Crayola Bowl. You have the crayon mascot on the sideline, and whoever wins, instead of getting a trophy, a master professional crayon artist is going to build the masterpiece that is what they win. Not necessarily a trophy, but something they can hang up in their football stadium locker saying they won the Crayola Bowl. We'll put it in Philadelphia, which is right next to where Crayola has their headquarters. I think they can make this happen.
You ever been to like Crayola World? There's like a, there's actually a theme park for...
Yeah, it's in Orlando, and I have not actually personally gone there, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
I have not been there. The one problem with this bowl game I have is having to listen to people like you call like crayons, like cranberry.
You're not saying crayon. No, absolutely not.
Yes,
no,
it's a crayon. C-R-A-Y-O-N, crayon.
I don't even want to begin with you. Let's get to the next one.
Number 4.
All right, so we've got the Pop-Tarts Bowl, breakfast. We've got Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl, breakfast. But I need another one, because I cannot wait to put another bowl game in Tampa, Florida, Raymond James Stadium. Give me the Captain Crunch Bowl. Let's fire the cannons off of every touchdown. Let's get the captain in the stadium, and let's really inhabit this pirate type of stadium that I don't think anyone else has besides the Tampa Bay Buccaneers themselves. We have a beautiful pirate ship in that end zone. Let's use it for a college football bowl game. Give me Captain Crunch Bowl.
This might be one of your better ideas, Kate. That's a really good... Cereal is a perfect bowl game sponsor.
Yes.
Because cereal, you can just have fun. I mean, think about it. People like the Idaho Potato Bowl fries, dump on the coach.
Yep, yep.
That's so easy with Captain Crunch.
Exactly.
So easy with Captain Crunch. I'm in with that one, kid.
Let's make it happen. Number 3.
Number 3.
All right. While I was on the road, I saw a pit stop that I made multiple times. We've got the Valero Alamo Bowl. It's really the only gas station that has really gotten their own bowl game. Give me the Bucky's Beaver Bowl. Let's do it in San Antonio, which Texas, the home of the Bucky's. So many people pack out these gas stations. It's more like a little bit of a food court than it is an actual gas station. They've got the Bucky's Beaver mascot literally outside the building. I think everyone, if you're a road tripper guy in the Southeast or in Texas, you know what I'm talking about. You know how people would absolutely pack out this stadium for a Bucky's bowl game. You serve it all across the stadium. It's some of the best road trip food you can get. I think people would like this.
That is spoken like a man who just got home from a road trip.
I was inspired.
Yes, especially driving through. You won't go through Texas. You didn't go around it like Arkansas.
No, but there's one different one in Alabama. There's 2 in Georgia. There's 2 in Florida. So I made it several times.
Ooh, so you kind of had like a Bucky's road trip for yourself. I have been converted the first time that I moved here to Florida from Oklahoma. So I made that same exact drive, went to my first Bucky's, and I got converted. You know, it's the holiday season. Got to remember the reason for the season. The reason for the season for me is Bucky's.
Yes.
Like to make those road trips. I'm with you. They already have the mascot. That's like half the battle.
Exactly.
That's half the battle. They have the mascot who's there all the time. The merch would fly off the shelves. The food is easy.
You put the little pit stops all across the stadium.
Huh. And somewhere in Texas, you have a specific venue in mind?
I think UTSA's full stadium would be good enough.
The Alamo Dome would be sick.
Yes.
I have no objection. That's good.
Love it, love it, love it. Number 2.
Number 2.
All right. I don't think the entertainment business is in bowl games enough. I want to see a Nintendo Mario Bowl. and just have the whole place go crazy with the Mario characters and the Mario colors. We're going to put this in MetLife Stadium, take an NFL stadium, put it with a bowl game. The reason being is that I also want the experience for the players to embrace the Mario world. So when we have the Boca Raton Bowl down here, the players get to go out and do fun activities, Lion Country and Safari, go to the beach. They have a whole itinerary before the bowl game. One of the things you can do for this bowl game in New Jersey is you can head 30 minutes south and go to Supercharged Entertainment, which is the world's largest indoor karting place. And you can set up the whole place for them to be able to actually do Mario Kart as one of their itinerary activities. And then the whole state, you already got the red and blue for the New York Giants at MetLife Stadium. I don't think there's enough video games that have their hand in the sports world. So I think Mario can make it happen.
See, I like the idea. I don't like the location.
It's tough.
MetLife is a lifeless area with no personality, and no one in that city, state, metro area will care about the Nintendo Bowl, which is a really cool name, by the way. That sounds like something that exists already. There has to be a Nintendo Bowl sometime, someplace, somewhere. I think I would go out. I would maybe think about Orlando for this location again, because you have the new Universal Park that's going to be due in part to Nintendo.
True that.
Is there one in California?
Potentially. I'll tell you what. I looked up the karting place before I looked up the stadium.
You put the cart before the horse.
I said largest, I guess if you want to put it that way, I said largest go-karting place, and they pointed me to New Jersey. And so I said MetLife Stadium. So if we can find a different venue for that, then I'm all for it. We can make it somewhere else.
You know, it would be easy. They would do the alternate broadcast that they do in NFL and NBA games now, the Mario broadcast.
You have Donkey Kong calling a game?
Who would be the quarterback in the Nintendo world?
Ooh. You have to put Luigi up there. I think he's the taller, more agile go. Yoshi's also the faster one, so Yoshi's the perfect running back. Sorry, I'm a nerd when it comes to this stuff. You can get me talking about how they would do a football Mario game all day long. I'm actually a little upset they haven't made it happen. Let's get to this last one. This is the one I'm most excited about.
Number one.
Again, they've got influencers doing bowl games. You've got the Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl this year.
Yeah.
I want to see a YouTube channel embrace a bowl game. Specifically coming from Dallas, Texas, I want to see Dude Perfect embrace their own bowl game for the Dude Perfect Bowl at AT&T Stadium. And here's the catch. Each team is required to do at least 5 trick plays during the game.
All right.
Because I don't think bowl games are boring because they're simply football games. We need to spice up the rules a little bit to get people excited about what they're going to see at the game. Coaches are required to do 5 trick plays in honor of the trick shots from Dude Perfect. And I think their brand, they're one of the biggest YouTube channels. Like, a lot of people slouch on how actually big this brand is.
They're in the toy game now.
Yes, they're in the board games, the toys. They're building a new headquarters right now that's a gazillion dollars. Their budget is insane. And I think they have enough to really, they have a great relationship with the Cowboys. They've done stuff with Cowboys players all the time. They had their own bowl game and really embraced the trick shots, the things you could do at halftime performances and stuff like that. This could be a lot of fun.
I'm in on that one. That would be pretty cool. So obviously the content would be good because these guys are in the content game.
Yes, exactly.
So you would see the highlights of their bowl game just littering your social media feeds. Wherever you are, they will be there as well. I got no objection on that one.
Yeah, the branding's absolutely fantastic. Love those boys down there in Texas. Their brand, when you type in, you go onto the YouTube search engine and you type in a D, and the first thing that pops up is Dude Perfect. Exact same thing that would pop up if you typed in just Twin in our search engine down here at West Palm Beach, because that's immediately going to take you to Twin Peaks. Twin Peaks is the place to be for all of your college football action, all of your NFL action. As we roll out 2024, you need to make your way over to Twin Peaks because it is the headquarters of everything to watch this playoff football season. Whether your team wins or loses, and I got a good feeling mine's going to be doing a lot more winning than Seacats is over there with the Baltimore Ravens, you still end up as an individual winner because you got all the eats, drinks, and scenic views that Twin Peaks has to offer, including, we obviously know, their 29-degree ice-cold beer, some mozzarella bites, burgers, and wings. They've got everything there while you enjoy the action. How about some more loaded fries? I mean, I could literally read you the end zone, but... or the menu, I should say, but you'd probably hang up on us and go over to the Twin Peaks. But that's exactly what we want you to do. Come for the man-sized $5 happy hour drafts and enjoy select appetizers as well. Don't want to watch just football? Twin Peaks has you covered. They carry UFC fights every single weekend. Main cards, they got it. Five fight nights, you bet. Don't miss everything that's going on at Twin Peaks, the ultimate guys lodge for all things football. We're going to take a quick break, guys, but when we come back, we're going to get CCAT's complete analysis of the upcoming Penn State-Boise State Fiesta Bowl in the college football playoffs, as well as the other three games you're going to find on New Year's. I'm Cade Chumslin. He's Christian Catt. This is Saturday Tailgate on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, this is Saturday Tailgate on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm.
I'm not exactly sure who's more nervous about these college football playoff games, Christian Catt as a Penn State fan or the College Football Playoff Committee, because if everything rolls right, then they have absolutely nailed this college football playoff bracket. If every team wins like they're supposed to, then it's all going to work out. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Saturday Tailgate on ESPN 106.3 right here in the City Place Studios in downtown West Palm Beach on ESPN West Palm. My name is Cade Chumslin. Christian Catt helping me out behind the glass. Christian, on a scale of 1 to 10, where are you at right now in your confidence with your Nittany Lions playing Boise State in Arizona?
You know, Penn State got the yellow brick road to a four-team playoff. That's what happened with this expansion to 12 teams because they got cakewalk after cakewalk. I'm at a 45 on a scale from 1 to 10 about Penn State beating Boise State. It's quite ridiculous how easy of a path the Penn State Nittany Lions have gotten, but I'm not complaining. I'm along for the ride.
I'm not exactly sure I'm agreeing with that because I think this is exactly what the College Football Playoff Committee needed to make happen. Because think about this. Ideally, you have your top four teams in that final bracket of the semis, right?
Yeah.
Well, because you made that rule about the top conference winners, you had to make the other teams that weren't part of the top four make the easiest route for them to get back into the top four. Does that make sense at all?
Not the easiest. Easiest compared to 6, 7, 8, like everyone behind them, I guess.
Because they weren't supposed to be there in the first place, right? So Oregon's 1, Georgia's 2, Texas is 3, Penn State is 4. That's how it's supposed to be.
But see, so I don't think
Texas needs the easiest route back in, hence why they got Clemson and Arizona State. Penn State needs the second easiest back in, and then that 7 seed needs the third easiest back in, and so on and so forth. They're supposed to get back into that top four.
But their route simply should not be easier than the one-seeded like Oregon Ducks. And they would not have that same top four that they gave us in the rankings, not the seedings, but the rankings at the end of the regular season after the conference championship games. If the 12-team playoffs started next year, there is no chance in hell they would have a rematch of the Big Ten Championship and a rematch of the SEC Championship as the four-team playoff. That felt like it was disingenuous, and they were kind of lying to us, I'll be honest.
If it was like this, if it was flipped around, and Arizona State beat Clemson to play Texas, and Boise State beat SMU to play Penn State, would you have a problem with it?
No, I wouldn't have much of a problem
exactly,
with that.
Exactly, because that's how it was supposed to be run in the first place. They simply switched up the order. You guys just had to play an extra game. I do think it's a fault of the College Football Playoff Committee to put automatic conference winners in that top four. I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm just saying that they seeded it correctly based on the rules of how it's supposed to be played out, right? So if you're going to have the top four conference winners, then if you have a non-conference winner in the top four of your overall rankings, they should have the easiest route back into the top four. That's all I'm saying there. I haven't gotten this out of my system after I keep hearing you guys on Theoretically Speaking and Russo and Rizzo. I've been needing to get that out there. But we've got four exciting games over the next few days. We've got on New Year's Eve, Christian Katz, Penn State, Nittany Lions against Boise State in the Verbo Fiesta Bowl. And then three games on New Year's Day. I also missed the New Year's Eve, the New Year's Day six. You remember when there were six?
Yeah, the New York six.
Yeah. So I kind of missed that a little bit. I hope we get back into that a little bit. Texas and Arizona State in the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. Ohio State and Oregon in the Rose Bowl. And Notre Dame and Georgia in the All-State Sugar Bowl. We're going to go over our picks presented by Hard Rock Bet here in a second. But first, how long did you actually stay at that Penn State game last week?
So if you don't remember what happened in the Penn State game, it was pretty much over after the first quarter. Yep. Pick six. It was all Nittany Lions throughout that one. And I said earlier in the show how ill-prepared I kind of was because I lent my gloves to my friend because those gloves that I had were actually lent from that friend's family. So I believe that he had more claim to those gloves even though he forgot his gloves. So I was without gloves. My face was freezing, no face covering, had my head covered. I was cold there, but it was frigid. It was really painful. And it was windy, real feel, 10 degrees Fahrenheit. And, you know, I grew up in the Northeast. I went to college at Penn State. So I was used to the cold up until about 1 year ago. Mm. Once we passed the watermark of 2 years in South Florida, missing those winters, I realized I lost my touch. I am no longer a Northerner. I am a Southerner. So we ended up...
Welcome.
We left after Penn State scored a rushing touchdown right as they entered the fourth quarter. Then we made our way out of the stadium.
Okay, so you made a good bit of it, though.
Mm-hmm.
We watched all the important stuff. You started that whole entire monologue, and I was like, yeah, I left in the second quarter. But you made it. Okay,
I'm also a cheapskate. One thing you know about me, if you've listened to ESPN, Westbaum, ESPN 106.3, is that I know the value of a dollar. And I spent $193 on my ticket. So I was not going to miss out on every cent of what I paid for.
That's what I'm talking about. I love it right there. Penn State absolutely rolling over SMU last Saturday, but they've got a good one against Boise State. Now, I'm going to tell you what, I'm not a 45 out of 10 like you are when it comes to my confidence, but Penn State really should have this one easy. Boise State, we all know they rely on their rushing game. They rely on Ashton Jeanty. Whether or not you believe he should have won the Heisman Trophy, for the man is a dog, and he's going to have some problems against Penn State because Penn State right now holds the sixth best opponent rushing yards per game with just over 100 yards even. And I think Ashton Jeanty is going to have a lot to work on. I'll tell you what, I doubted Penn State for a long time this year. I didn't like how they came up against Ohio State. I thought their schedule was way too easy. But when you go up and you make Oregon nervous in that Big Ten championship, I think, what was that, 42-35 final score, something along those lines?
Yeah, they lost by eight. They had the football with the chance to tie the game with a touchdown and a two-point conversion. Then Aller threw an interception, a deep ball.
It was a loss, but it turned me around to thinking, wait a minute, hold on. These guys can play in big games. They can face the best opponents. They can put up points. I think Aller's been getting better ever since the season started. He's playing his best football now, which is exactly what you need in the college football playoffs. This is a minus 11 line for Penn State. I think they'll have that one just fine. Let's go into those other games real quick, CCAT, before we actually make our official picks. Texas and Arizona State. Listen, Texas, you could consider them to be one of the best defenses, if not the best defense in the entire college football playoffs. It's going to be a fun game. I hope this is not another blowout like they put up against Clemson last week. Man, I really wanted Clemson to come back in that one. They had one little bit of hope.
Yeah.
Had they held Texas from that last touchdown in the fourth quarter, they could have made something happen. But unfortunately, no. Then you've got a rematch of what could have been considered the best college football game of the year in Oregon and Ohio State. And then obviously Georgia and Notre Dame. Let's do this, CCAT. Let's break this down as we make our picks. We're going to make our picks presented by Hard Rock Bet and CCAT, the Joe Fortenbaugh of ESPN West Palm.
Wow.
I have yet to tell you that, but that's exactly your role on this station, and I love it.
Jeez.
The cats and dogs segment is an absolute banger. Make sure you check that out on Theoretically Speaking. But CCAT, like, how much are you loving Hard Rock Bet right now?
Hard Rock Bet makes football season so much better. Yes, we are in the college football playoff. We are in the middle. We can say the middle of week 17 of the NFL season because of how many games have already been played. As bad as those games might have been, you are missing out if you are not on Hard Rock Bet. Whether you're playing the spread, you're playing the over-under, maybe some props on some over-under rushing yards, over-under passing yards, anytime touchdown score, first touchdown score, if you want to get real crazy with it, you can bet with as little as $1. It's really easy with Hard Rock Bet. That's what's awesome about the app. You can download it right now on your phone, Apple, Android. It doesn't matter. Download the Hard Rock Bet app. There are so many different ways to bet and so many different types of parlays. And you can actually don't know what to bet. Maybe you're new to the game. You can see the popular trending parlays built by other users that you can follow and bet in just a few taps. It's easy. That's why Hard Rock Bet is so preferred, because it's as sophisticated as you want it to be for the experienced bettor here in South Florida who's been betting for 25 years, flying back and forth to Vegas and whatnot. Or for someone who said, wait a second, C-Cat, Hard Rock Bet, I've never tried that before. Let's give it a whirl. It'll be easy for you too. Bet your favorite teams, bet your favorite players, the league's biggest stars, or combine all your picks in a parlay. Up to 20 bets total. December is a huge month for rivalries in college football. Once you get to the CFP, of course, we're in right now. Bet on today's action. Got some NFL action to talk about later today. How about that with Hard Rock Bet? And if you try a Hard Rock Bet now and up to $100 back in bonus bets, if your first bet doesn't win, your first bet can be a parlay, a prop, the over, or whatever you like to bet. Any game you choose, you'll either win your first bet or you'll get back the same amount you bet as a bonus bet. It's offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 plus and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT.
Hard Rock Bet is your home for all things college football playoffs. And let's get into it, C-Cat. The Nittany Lions favored -11 against Boise State. I'm assuming you're taking it.
I took -10.5 earlier in the week, and I would bet this game as high as -13.5 if that line does move. So, take the 11 points, because Penn State's going to win by more than two touchdowns.
I completely agree with you. Next up, Texas and Arizona State. They're giving Texas -13.5. Now, I think Arizona State is not going to play around with this one. I like how good their offense was against Iowa State in the Pac-12 or the Big 12 championship, I should say. I think Arizona State makes this like the dead even 13-point game. Like, give me like a 24-13 type of vibe, a 23-10 type of vibe. I think it's gonna be a lower scoring game against Texas. I think they just cover that 13.5. I'm gonna take the Sun Devils in this one.
I actually like where you're thinking here. Last week in the college football playoff, the favorites at home ruled the day. I think that pendulum's gonna swing, and we're gonna see more dogs than favorites cover the spread here in the second round of the college football playoff. One of those dogs being the Arizona State Sun Devils. Listen, Texas has played two really good teams this season. They lost both those times to Georgia. Another pretty good team that's playing the best football of the season so far, Arizona State. Give me the Sun Devils to give a big scare to Texas. If not, dare I say, +400 on the money line. I'm not too afraid of it. Maybe sprinkle a little bit on that too.
Oh, that'd be so much fun. It's like we get the March Madness feeling in college football.
That is what would make this tournament great. We need to have one of those top dogs lose to make this tournament make sense. Because, of course, Arizona State wouldn't sniff the playoff. It was a 4-team playoff.
You have to have one of these guys to win. I completely agree with you. Ohio State, Oregon, even though Oregon's number one seed with a bye, their Hard Rock Bet's given Ohio State the -2.5 after a super impressive victory last week against Tennessee, putting a 42 on the Volunteers. Listen, the last time these two teams played in a college football playoff game, you may remember it, the 2014 National Championship, Ohio State as the four-seeded dogs, taking it to the house against Oregon, 42-20 that national championship was with Urban Meyer. I think they can do it again. Even though they're technically not dogs according to the spread, they're probably dogs against or with the rest of the country with Oregon on a bye. I like Ohio State playing spoiler again, giving the -2.5.
You know, I watched that Oregon team in front of my face. I went to the Big Ten championship game this year where Oregon beat Penn State. You came out of that Big Ten championship game a little bit more impressed by Penn State than you were going into it. I came out of the Big Ten championship game more impressed by Oregon because that offense is a hot knife through butter against a Penn State defense who's among the top four in the country. Ohio State, probably a top four defense in their own right. We saw how they lost that embarrassing game to Michigan. It wasn't because of their defense letting them down. It was the offense. I'm going with the Ducks. Quack, quack. They're going to win. Don't even mess around with the spread if you ask me. Take them on the money line. Plus 115. Oregon is going to win their first ever 12-team playoff game.
It's going to be a fun one. And then finally rounding out Notre Dame, Georgia. Notre Dame finally put a big game together. It was against Indiana. Not exactly sure how impressive that was. And if there's one team that knows how to play playoff football, it's Georgia. I'm going to take the Dogs. Hard Rock Bets giving them -2.
Yeah, this line opened up with Notre Dame as the favorite. Believe it or not, it was Notre Dame -1.5 when those lines were posted.
And everyone hammered Georgia.
They sure did. So what do you do when the public zigs? Folks, you got to zag. It's time to take the Notre Dame Fighting Irish because
getting over the hump, okay.
Finally beating a reputable opponent. We know the stories of Notre Dame getting housed by Clemson, getting housed by Bama, getting housed by any legitimate team once they enter the deep end. Postseason football. I like Riley Leonard. I like what the Irish have going on this season. One blemish against a bad team. They're playing a good team. Notre Dame's going to win this game. But take the 2 extra points, maybe a last-second field goal. Take Notre Dame +2.
Only 2 games since that Northern Illinois game where they have scored less than 30 points all year long. I expect a shootout in that game as well. He's Christian Catt. I'm Cade Chumsland. Those were your college football playoff picks presented by Hard Rock Bet. We're running out of time. We'll do our quick NFL takes when we come back right here on Saturday Tailgate on ESPN 106.3.
Broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, this is Saturday Tailgate on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm.
Goodbye 2024, hello 2025. And in order to start your new year off right, you need to head over to Twin Peaks right now to get ahead of all your NFL playoff action and to plan out the rest of your weekends. Twin Peaks is your headquarters to watch your favorite team fight through the playoffs. Whether your teams win or lose, it doesn't matter because you still end up a winner with eats, drinks, and scenic views in Twin Peaks classic. Famous 29 degree ice cold beer. Enjoy some made from scratch favorites like mozzarella bites, burgers, wings, loaded fries. I could go on. You guys just need to go there for yourself. Make it to all the games that you can. Come for the other man size $5 happy hour drafts and enjoy select appetizers as well. We don't just got football at Twin Peaks. We got the UFC fight nights every single weekend. Make it your perfect place. We got March Madness coming up. You're not going to want to miss anything at Twin Peaks, the ultimate guys lodge for all things sports. It's Saturday Tailgate one final time in 2024. I'm Cade Chumsland. He's Christian Catt behind the glass helping me get this show on the air. And we've got a little bit of NFL to cherry on top this Saturday for you. 3 NFL games, and they're going to be presented again by Hard Rock Bet. This segment presented by Twin Peaks. It's time for the Twin Peaks Pick'ems of the day. Los Angeles Rams at the New England Patriots. They're giving it 4.5 in favor of the Chargers. And I think the Chargers, who are playing for their playoff lives right now, should make it happen pretty easily.
Oh, this just feels like a spoiler spot, doesn't it, though?
New England's been on the edge, but I don't think they can make it happen.
All right, I'm with you. I'll take the Chargers -4.
If there was any other team that had a worse offense, then I'd be with you. But Justin Herbert's been clicking as of late. Next up, the Denver Broncos +3 against the Cincinnati Bengals. Bengals favored in this one. I think the Broncos defense can hold them off. Again, playing for their playoff lives. Win and in for the Broncos. I think they can make it happen.
Not picking the side. I'm picking the under between the Broncos and the Bengals. It's 49.5. Give me under there.
Yes, I like that take as well. And finally, the Arizona Cardinals at the Los Angeles Rams are underdogs by +6.5, and I'm going to ride with the Cardinals to play spoiler. They're officially eliminated from the playoffs. The Rams have had two games where they've scored less than 20 points, but they've happened to win both. I don't think it happens this time. Kyler Murray in the game. Give me the Cardinals.
Ooh, Kyler's been so up and down, up and down, up and down. Give me the Rams -6.5.
That should be a good one as well. That was your NFL slate for this Saturday football 24/7 here on ESPN 106.3. And Christian, Hard Rock Bet is the place to go whenever you're on the couch watching the big game.
Oh yeah, I gave you all those numbers. I'm staring right at my phone because I downloaded the Hard Rock Bet app because I'm a smart person. You should be a smart person too, and you should hook up with Hard Rock Bet. It's incredible. Don't miss out on your chance at big wins all season. And check this out. This is crazy. To kick off week one, a Florida bettor went 16 for 16, picked the winner of every single week one game correct in their parlay. They turned a $15 bet. That's lunch. They turned a $15 bet into more than $104,000 in winnings. That can buy you a lot of lunches. Yeah, Hard Rock Bet is where it's at. You can bet your favorite teams, your players, the league's biggest stars, combine all your picks for a parlay. I love Hard Rock Bet because the app is simple enough for someone who just started betting, but it's complex enough and sophisticated enough, and you can change your bet around enough for the more experienced bettor, for someone who's been betting for the last 20 to 25 years. That's what Hard Rock Bet brings to the table. What they also bring to the table is it easy. No regret first bet. Yeah. Try Hard Rock Bet now, up to $100 back in bonus bets if your first bet does not win. Your first bet could be a parlay, it can be a prop, it could be the over, or whatever you like to bet. Any game, any fight, whatever you choose, you'll either win your first bet, nice, or your consolation prize, you get the same amount of that bet back as a bonus bet. That's Hard Rock Bet, taking over Florida, Florida's only legal sports book, offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 plus, physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. If you're concerned about gambling, call 1-888-ADMIT-IT.
Speaking of Hard Rock Bet, do not change your dial tomorrow morning. It's Sunday Huddle presented by Hard Rock Bet with Colin Russo and myself. As for Saturday Tailgate, we are running out of time. Christian Catt, it's been a fun one.
Oh yeah.
2024? In the books, let's bring on 2025. Everyone else out there, please stay healthy, stay happy. It's been fantastic. Kate Chumsley, Christian Catt signing off Saturday Tailgate, ESPN 106.3.